Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures with clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a bit of cloud cover. In Haifa, it's a sunny day, perfect for being outside. Meanwhile, Eilut is warm and bright. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports just in that the U.S. has launched new airstrikes on Iran for the eighth night in a row. This follows the killing of American soldiers in Jordan. Washington has issued a worldwide caution alert amid concerns that Iran may target Americans overseas. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel is closely watching the escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Jerusalem has offered to join the strikes, but Washington urges restraint. Israel is preparing for potential attacks by Iran or its proxies. Also this hour, Forward reports that an Israeli airstrike killed a man in Gaza who had organized World Cup viewings. Soccer is a universal language, and his efforts connected fans despite the conflict. Separately, JNS reports from earlier today that the U.S. has sent dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel. This move comes as attacks across the Middle East intensify. CENTCOM continues its nightly strikes on Iran, while two U.S. service members have been killed in Jordan. And finally, a report from earlier today by the Times of Israel states that Palestinians have reported a settler arson attack on a mosque. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, noted just minutes ago that the Iranian Ministry of Health reports at least 50 people have died in Iran since the fighting resumed in June, with over 500 injured. A.G. Hamilton, a Politico analyst, explained earlier today that the Islamic Republic focuses its attacks on the U.S. rather than Israel. This strategy aims to pressure the U.S. into appeasement, as Israel is more likely to retaliate. Visegrad 24 shared that the Wall Street Journal reports Iran is receiving assistance from Russia and China in its ballistic missile attacks against U.S. bases. The missile's maneuverability during descent challenges U.S. defenses, and it's believed that Russia is sharing insights from its experiences in Ukraine. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. airstrikes on Iran. The Times of Israel reports these repeated strikes follow heightened tensions after the death of U.S. soldiers in Jordan. The U.S. issues a worldwide caution alert, signaling the potential for retaliation against Americans globally. This highlights the fragile security dynamics in the region and the need for heightened vigilance. Turning to Israel's response to the U.S.-Iran escalation, Ynet highlights that Israel has offered to participate in the strikes. However, Washington is urging restraint to avoid further provocation. This development underscores the tightrope Israel walks in balancing its security needs with its alliance with the U.S. Meanwhile, the killing of a man in Gaza who organized World Cup viewings sheds light on civilian impacts amid military actions. As reported by Forward, his efforts to bring joy through soccer resonate beyond borders. This incident underscores the ongoing humanitarian concerns in the region, and the U.S.'s strategic move to deploy refueling aircraft to Israel, reported by JNS, signifies its commitment to maintaining military readiness. This comes as the Middle East sees intensified conflict, especially with nightly strikes on Iran. The regional stability remains precarious, with potential for broader implications. Finally, the reported settler arson attack on a mosque, mentioned by the Times of Israel, adds to the tensions between communities. Such incidents fuel animosity and disrupt any efforts towards peaceful coexistence. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Estée Lauder has launched an innovative product blending skincare and makeup. This marks a trend in the beauty industry towards multifunctional products. Separately, CTEC reports that Klal Insurance's chairman, Chaim Samet, emphasized the resilience of Israel's insurance sector at the National Economic Conference. He noted how the sector has withstood both the coronavirus pandemic and ongoing conflict. And finally, Walla Business highlights a controversy in the Finance Committee. A legal advisor accuses the committee chairman of executing an illegal vote transfer, raising questions about governance and transparency in Israel's financial oversight. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.